This podcast and our many other ministries are only possible because of your support. If you would like to give to Grace Lutheran Church, you may do so by clicking a link in the description of this video. You may also give by going to our website, gracelutheran1.org/give. Thank you for your support. I remember when I was in seminary, which is the place that you go to study to be a pastor. And I remember that the most stressful years out of the 4 years that I was in seminary was my second year. My second year was not stressful because the classes were any more difficult. My second year was stressful because I felt pulled in many different directions. You see, in my second year, I had to take a full course load like I normally did. But not only that, I worked 10 hours a week at an unpaid internship at a church. And on top of that, I needed money, and so I waited tables at a seafood restaurant. So I had three different responsibilities that kept me very busy. And again, it wasn't that any one of these three things was really difficult. It was the fact that I felt pulled in three different directions. You see, my teachers didn't really care that I had to wait tables and I didn't have time to study for a test. And my supervising pastor wasn't so much concerned about my text the next day, only that I needed to preach a sermon on Sunday. The next year, my third year of seminary, I did a full-time internship for a whole year at a church, and I only had to worry about being an intern. It felt so much simpler and clearer on what I was supposed to do. I share that story with you because at different points in our life, we find ourselves with a similar feeling, that all of us wear many different roles and hats. We have a different role in our families. We have a different role in our work. We have a different role amongst our friends, and we even have roles in our church. And because of all these different roles, it can make us feel spread very thin. That if we just had to do one or two things, maybe we could do what we needed to do. But because we're pulled in so many different directions, in so many different roles, it sometimes feels like more than we can handle. But what if we are not called to see ourselves as a person doing many things, but doing one thing in many different ways? What if all that we do and say is supposed to have one purpose and one meaning behind it? Let me give you an example. If you were to build a house, there are many different important parts of that house. You'd want to have a kitchen and a bedroom and a bathroom. You'd need a roof and different fixtures, and you'd have to have different paint colors. But all of these different things do not matter unless you get one thing right first, the foundation. The foundation is the very thing which all the other things in the house rest on. And without a strong foundation, the rest of the house cannot stand. The same is true in our daily lives. The foundation of our life is God found in Jesus Christ. And while we are all called to do many different things, wear many different hats, have many different roles, at the end of the day, it's not about the thing so much, but it's about the foundation. What I'm talking about, of course, is worship. And I'm not talking about worship in the way that we typically think about it. I'm talking about worship in the idea of where our hearts go. What is our greatest concern in our daily life? And God makes it clear in the scriptures that we are called to not simply worship God on Sunday morning, but we are to worship God every single day of our life in what we do and say. And by worshiping God, it brings our hearts and our actions into alignment with what is really important, into alignment with what our true purpose actually is. In our gospel reading this morning, we have a great model for what it means to worship God in our daily lives. In our scripture reading today, Jesus and his disciples are invited to the home of a man named Lazarus. And if you are familiar with the story of Jesus, you know that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And so Lazarus, because he is so grateful, invites Jesus and his disciples over to his house. And they come in, and at first, everything is going really well. But then something happens. Something that is unusual, especially something that is unusual to us in the 21st century. Jesus's sister, or Lazarus's sister, Mary, who is too grateful that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, gets an expensive bottle of perfume and begins to pour it on Jesus's feet, and then begins to wipe Jesus's feet with her hair. Now, in Jesus's day, perfume was not something that was used to make a person smell good or smell nice before they went out for an important event. Perfume was used as a burial ointment when a person was buried. And perfume was very, very expensive. And we're told that this particular bottle of perfume was worth 300 denarii, which is the equivalent to 1 year's salary today. So undoubtedly, Lazarus and his family had this perfume for years and were waiting for a special occasion to use it. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Lazarus' sister gets the perfume and dumps it on Jesus' feet. Judas, who we also know will eventually betray Jesus, takes issue with this. He comes forward and he says, "Why would you waste this perfume? This perfume could have been sold and given to the poor." But what we know through the scriptures is Lazarus was not concerned about the poor. Lazarus was the treasurer of Jesus and his disciples, and Lazarus was skimming this money off the top for himself. I'm sorry, Judas. Too many names here, right? There you go. Too many names here. But you get what I'm saying, right? You get the point. Anyways, Mary has the right idea, Jesus said. Mary has the right idea because she worships Jesus. See, Jesus sees not so much the actions of Mary and Judas, but Jesus sees their hearts. And Jesus sees that Mary has a heart that is ready and willing to worship God in every circumstance and situation. So the question then becomes, how do we have a heart like Mary? How do we have a heart like Mary that worships God, not just on Sunday morning, but worships God every day of our life? Well, there's a scripture reading that I came across this week that I says it so profoundly and so beautifully that if we simply get this scripture reading and understand it and absorb it, we'll know what it means to worship God in our daily life. And the scripture reading is this: "Let everything be said and done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Let everything be said and done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. You get that scripture reading? You know what it means to worship God in our daily life. And so I'd like to spend the rest of my sermon breaking down that scripture reading. The first part of the scripture reading says, let everything be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when I was a kid, I loved to study history. And I loved to study all parts of history, but one part of history that I found particularly interesting was the Vikings. The Vikings who often traveled across the ocean in difficult waters on different conquests and missions. And Vikings often not traveled by sail, but they traveled by oar. That they would have many, many different people rowing their boat at the same time in the same direction. And getting that timing down was important because if someone said, "You know what, I want to go this way," and somebody else said, "I want to go that way. The boat wouldn't move at all. It was only when the oars are all moving in the same direction that the ship goes where it's supposed to go. The same is true in our walk with God. All of us have many different roles that we play, many different hats that we wear, family member, friend, coworker, whatever it is. But these are simply different oars, different tools God uses for us to bless the world. You see, we don't just do some things for God and some things for work. We don't do some things for God and some things for our family. We are called to have everything be done for God. That everything that we do, every role that we play, is simply another way that God wants to use us as his disciples. When I was a kid, they had these wristbands, and it said WWJD, and it stood for What Would Jesus Do? You see, when we let everything be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we constantly are called to ask ourselves that question: how is God calling me to use this role for his glory? How am I being called to be a disciple in this moment? The second thing that is important in this scripture reading is when it says, through him, that we are called to have ourselves be a vessel in which the Holy Spirit enters and flows out into the world. And that all of our decisions are called to be through him. I remember when I was in high school and I had a period called study hall. And study hall, for those of you who don't know, is not a class, but it's a time that you can have where you just catch up on homework. And I remember that at certain points, we would finish our homework early and we would play a game or activity of some kind. And there was a group of people who liked to play cards, specifically a game called Hearts. And if you're not familiar with the game called Hearts, the basic idea is that you don't want to get points. Most games you want to get points, this you don't want to get points. Because if you get 100 points in Hearts, you lose. But there was a move that you could do in Hearts that if you played your cards perfectly, you could do something called shooting the moon, where every other person got 26 points and you get 0 points. And I remember watching these guys who played cards every single day and then one day saying, you know what? I want to try to play Hearts with them. And so I sat down with them and I began to play. And because they were very experienced and I had no experience at all, those first few hands went very, very poorly. And so I asked the most experienced player to help me play. And he stood over my shoulder and told me each card to play. Some of the moves I understood, some of the moves I didn't understand. But because I trusted him, because he was more experienced, I played the cards he wanted me to play. And at the end of the hand, I shot the moon. Jesus wants to work in our lives in a similar way. Jesus wants to sit over our shoulder and help us play the hands that we have been dealt. Sometimes in life we get good cards. Sometimes in life we don't get good cards. But Jesus is always there to guide us and help our decision-making process if we allow him, if we let him. We are called to consider not the choices we want to make, not the moves that we want to make, but the choices that Jesus wants to make through us. The last part of this scripture reading that is so important is when it says, giving thanks to God through God the Father. Giving thanks to God through God the Father. You see, gratitude is so important for us being able to worship God each and every day, but to be honest, it's not something that comes naturally. When we think about our prayer life, we know that it's very easy to remember to ask for things. When we need things, when we find ourselves in a difficult situation, it's very easy to ask God for things. But the thank you part, the gratitude part, that doesn't always come as easily. I know this is true with my own kids. I never have to remind them to open a present. Whenever they get a present, I never have to tell them, oh, don't forget to open that, right? The part that I have to remind them sometimes is to say thank you. But the thank you part is more important than the gift, because the thank you is the way that we recognize the presence of the gift in our life. There are so many gifts that we've all been given, so many blessings that we all have, but we take for granted because we just think that that's how it's supposed to be. That's what's supposed to happen. But when we develop our life in gratitude, we see the blessings that God has given us. We then turn our hearts to worship Him, recognizing that all that we have and all that we will be is because of Him. So if you get one thing today, it's this. Worship God, not just on Sunday morning, but every day of your life. And worship God by having everything that you say and do be in Jesus' name. And give thanks to God for the many blessings He has provided you with. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this reminder of Mary and her faithfulness to Jesus. Help us have a heart like Mary's, a heart that seeks to worship you and celebrate you every day and every moment of our lives. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen.